Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and scholarly and religious life of the most outstanding companions of Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams. And in the new series, we want to talk about the prominent women of Islam, especially the Shiite ones. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Fadai. Shaykh Rouhani, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Shaykh Fadai, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about another outstanding lady of Islam, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, salamullah alayha. She's known as Ummul Mu'mineen, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, the mother of Lady Fatimatu Zahra. She is the first woman who embraced Islam and believed in the prophethood and nabuwwah of Prophet Muhammad, the wife of Prophet Muhammad. Shaykh Rouhani, give us some details about the early life and lineage of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lady Khadija, salamullahi alayha, it is said that she was born 15 years before Aam al-Fil.
Mm-hmm.
So in Mecca. Of course, she lived also in Mecca. She belonged to the tribe, the Qabila of Quraysh clan. And then she was daughter of Khuwaylid. Her father's name was Khuwaylid. And the title given to her is Ummul Mu'mineen. And she was buried in the cemetery called Mu'allat. Of course, about the, let's say, characteristics of this lady, you should mention that she was the first lady who embraced Islam, who accepted Islam, and she was the lady who supported Islam and the Holy Prophet in the early days of Islam, in which no one supported the Holy Prophet. In those days that the Prophet was in need of support and help, and it was the wealth of Khadija salamullah alayha that really supported Islam and helped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and actually supported the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the daughter of this lady is Fatima salamullah alayha, and of course some other children are also related to this lady, like Qasim and Abdullah, Zainab, Raqiyya, Umm Kulthum. Of course there are different views in this regard that whether they were the real daughters of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, or just she was taking care of them. So, but about the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, it is for sure that she was the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Lady Khadija salamullah alayha.
That's all right. Okay, what is famous about Lady Khadija, Shaykh Fadai, is that she was among the famous women of Arabs on that time. She was the head of a caravan. She was a tradeswoman, one of the famous tradeswomen. Such a dignity, such a high position and a status among the ladies on that time. She was rich. She was, we can say, chaste. She was rich. And all these, we can say, with all these positions, she got married to Prophet Muhammad, who was not a prophet on that time. You know, is it true?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about this aspect of the life of Lady Khadija al-Kubra.
You know, this is very important that we can show that as a pattern for our youth, how to get married, whom to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a lady is so rich with a lot of properties and wealth, she chooses a person, a young man, as her husband. And as you know, it is recorded that Lady Khadija, chose Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the husband. So why? Not because of the wealth of that man, because our Prophet, before his prophethood, at that time, when he was young, he was not rich. Prophet was poor.
Yes.
You know, Quraysh was a famous clan. Yes, of course. This is the social position, not economic one.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet Muhammad, before the prophethood, at that time when he got married, he was not rich. He and, you know, the reason that they were familiar together, they knew each other, is that in one of the trades, in one of the journeys,
transactions.
Lady Khadija gave the control of that caravan to Prophet Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Of course, when I call Prophet, it doesn't mean that at that time he was a prophet.
Muhammad al-Amin, he was called, Muhammad. Yes.
She gave the control of caravan to Muhammad al-Amin. And after that journey, she realized that the trade was so successful, and he is Amin, as all people call him.
Trustworthy.
With someone who is trusted by people.
Yes.
And she was in love of this personality,
mm-hmm.
not the wealth.
Yes.
So Prophet Muhammad at that time was a worker.
Yes.
So a wealthy woman,
yes,
with a worker,
yes,
a worker,
yes,
not because of I don't know, because of the face, because of the property, no, just because, yes, of his belief, because of his behavior.
Yes, for
this,
you
is a pattern, and this is not just the only point that we can talk about Lady Khadija. And after that, in the time of prophethood, after Bisa, she showed the courage to accept Islam. It was so dangerous at that time, especially because Lady Khadija was famous and a wealthy person among the clans. It was so dangerous for her to accept Islam.
Yes.
So she was in the danger of killing, but she, yes, showed her courage, and not just accepting Islam. After that, she spent all her wealth in the way of religion.
Yes.
So it's not something easy. We just talk about that. We can imagine about our lives. Do we spend all of our wealth if we are wealthy?
Yes.
Not in the sense that we are not. Imagine that we are wealthy.
Yes.
Can we spend all of our wealth in the way of Islam? Of course not. And after that, she accompanied her husband in all the situations, even in the shape of Ali Abi Talib. Mm. It is so hard even to imagine
A
wealthy woman, maybe one of the most
wealthiest women of the time. That's right.
Leaving for some months and some years in a rally that maybe
under sanctions,
10 people ate one bread.
Yes.
Some of the records that we have from the shape of Abi Talib. So this is not hard. This is not easy. It's so hard. That is the personality of Lady Khadija, which made Sayyidatun Nisa Quraysh or Sayyidatun Nisa al-Alamin.
That's right. That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Sheikh Rouhani, she was the first woman who believed in prophethood, who believed in Islam and embraced Islam. Is this true? No lady before Lady Khadija embraced Islam?
Yeah, of course, there was no any other woman before Khadija who accepted or embraced Islam. It was only Lady Khadija, salamullahi alayha, who accepted Islam. It is narrated by some of the narrators that once one of the wives of the Holy Prophet complained mm-hmm. about Lady Khadija, telling the Prophet ﷺ that why are you reminding this much Lady Khadija while she was only an old lady, an old woman for you, mm-hmm. an old wife for you.
Okay.
Then the Prophet got really angry. and said that, how do you say that there was no wife for me, no women for me better than Khadija? Because on those hard day and difficult days that no one supported me, Lady Khadija supported me. Mm-hmm. On those days that all people did not spend anything for Islam and for me, Lady Khadija spent all her wealth for the sake of Islam and supported me. So that's why Lady Khadija is the best woman in the world for me. And you should not talk ill of Lady Khadija this way. So it is mentioned in the riwayat. And also it is said that it was the support of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha that Islam was actually remained alive in those difficult days. It is said that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the people of Mecca, telling them on the Safa mountain that I am Rasulullah, I was sent by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. And it said that then Abu Jahl actually threw a piece of stone towards the Holy Prophet, mm-hmm. and it broke the forehead of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, of course, it is said that after that, the Prophet disappeared, and then it was Lady Khadija with Imam Ali alayhi wa sallam, that Lady Khadija was crying mm-hmm. and shouting and calling, addressing the people that, do you know anything about the Holy Prophet? Where is the Holy Prophet? Who can inform me of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In a way that it is said that Jibreel, the archangel, came to the Prophet and told, Ya Rasulullah, please, please go to the Lady Khadija. Because of her crying, now all the angels are crying, accompanying Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, the way that she is crying for you. Please go and find Lady Khadija because she is trying to find you. Look that according to this riwayah, even Jibreel was sent to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling him that all the angels are now crying with Lady Khadija, the way that Lady Khadija is now crying for you. So this is the hope or the love that Lady Khadija had to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in those days, that no one supported the Prophet.
Yes.
No one supported the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That's right.
So that is why
This is the famous sentence by Prophet Muhammad that when all the people were negating me, this was
course,
Khadija
yeah.
who
yeah.
did tasdeeq, who was affirming me, confirming me, and proving me.
Yes,
and when
course.
All the people were sanctioning me, she helped me with her wealth.
Exactly.
And I had the best children.
Yes.
Namely Fatima to Zahra from her. That's right.
Yeah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that she is the best woman.
Yes.
She is the best woman in the whole
right.
world.
That's all right. The lesson that we can take from the life of Lady Khadija al-Kubra is sacrifice, you know, sacrificing all what you have, you know, leaving your property and wealth for the sake of Allah, you know, especially when it is at the early ages, you know, of Islam, and the early Islam was really a difficult, difficult task done by a lady. And how much a lady must be mature in terms of intellect, you know, to do so for Prophet Muhammad.
No, we can look at that from other viewpoints. I want to say that Lady Khadija is a real pattern for love. Usually when we think of love, we just remember the romantic movies of Hollywood, mm-hmm. or I don't know, some of the fake pattern that they made for us. But usually we neglect about our real pattern. Not just some stories, fake stories about, you know, for example, you spend all of your wealth for your love.
Yes.
You spend your security mm-hmm. for your love. You accompany your love even in the hardest situation of Shaykh of Abi Talib. And as my brother told that story of watching for Prophet in the mountains and crying for that, which made the angels to cry. And from other side, in the 10th year of Ba'atha, when she passed away, among with Abu Talib, yes. Prophet called that year Amul Huzn. means the year of sorrow.
Yes.
So what a deep love they had for each other. So this is the real pattern of love. Love is not what we see in the romantic movies, going to coffee shops, yes. I don't know, talking together, yes. Lying a lot together, and after they go under a same shelter, they start to fight with each other, and most of their lives will end to divorce. So what kind of love is that?
That's all right.
The real love is what we see in the heart of Khadija and Prophet.
That's all right. In some of the ziyara texts of the infallible imams, you know, the name of Lady Khadija al-Kubra is named as the mother of the infallible imams, you know, and this shows the right and high status of Lady Khadija al-Kubra. In most of the documents, the year in which this lady passed away is the 10th after Ba'sa, which is 3 years before the Hijra Prophet Muhammad from Mecca to Medina, and different ages are mentioned, and the cemetery of Ma'alat, or Maqbaratul Ma'alat, which is known also as Abu Talib or Bani Hashim or the Hashemite cemetery, is the place that this lady was buried. This was really an outstanding cemetery with domes and the minarets and, you know, great architecture, which unfortunately was demolished by Wahhabis as so many other Islamic architectures. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding lady, Lady Khadija al-Kubra. And thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program, The Teacher. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.